Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates. And this week is not one of those weeks, but
It's a special episode.
We will talk about K-pop.
Yeah.
It's a special episode. It's Haley's family's visiting, and we cannot have time to talk about and do an actual full episode week.
Right. Yay.
But we will be talking K-pop. We will actually just chat a little just random K-pop stuff, and we'll start off with a question. This is not really a full Q&A episode kind of thing, but it's more so we'll start kind of with that, and it kind of will guide us, and we'll just talk more stuff in regards to K-pop.
Right, we're just winging it.
We're just going to wing it. But don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in. And of course, we will talk more K-pop talk news and updates the following week. And then, you know, we'll catch up on all things going on K-pop.
All the shit that we missed.
Of course.
Well, not always missed. But we won't be able to talk about it.
So it's just it's delayed. Is the answer for that. And also, Haley, where can they still catch up and talk to us? Like real time, if crazy K-pop shit happens.
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
All right, let's get started. So we actually, okay, so I was just going to do the question part, but I think it's very interesting as well to kind of go over it. So it's kind of like a Q&A. And this is one of our listeners, and he's really good also. Like, I think he had another question answered before. And this time we're going to be he's actually telling us a story. I'm not gonna get fully into it, but it was really interesting. I'll talk about some of it. Let me kind of get to it, and then he follows up with a question. So this is a good kind of transition, and this is great for our fellow Blinks, fellow Mys, and of course especially our fellow Onces. So he was talking about his different like K-pop experiences to start off the bat, and then I guess when he was at Coachella, he was with some new friends, or he met some people like with, you know, other fellow K-pop stans, and they mentioned and asked him if he liked Blackpink and aespa, especially because those were the two he saw at different times at Coachella, right? Blackpink was at Coachella, I believe, like 2019. aespa recently, like 2022, and I believe that was for like, was that for Hello 82? Not Hello 82.
88
Rising. I knew it was some 80s numbers, but yeah, so 88 Rising. And I guess they told him that you should check out Twice. So from there, he went on to say, he went and kind of like, they were coming back to LA for their encore tour run. And this is obviously talking about Twice. So he took their advice and looked up a couple songs, went in blind to the Twice concert, which is always kind of cool. You know, at the same time, it's nice when you know the songs, but at another time, like, it could be a whole new crazy experience just coming in blind. So that's interesting. And it was his first actual K-pop concert. You know, the K-pop concerts are a lot different from the festival stages.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
100%. Completely a different beast on its own.
Yeah.
The festivals are like fun Costco samplers.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And so this is his first actual K-pop concert outside of Coachella. And he said he couldn't even describe how blown away he was throughout the whole concert because of the production, the songs, the choreography, the intermission, the fan service, and just all the different interactions and just basically everything going on. He has never stopped going to K-pop concerts since then. So that's pretty cool. My question would be, to us, Haley, is there a K-pop concert that you wish you could go back to and experience again with all the K-pop knowledge you have now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Many.
Easy yes for a lot of reasons and different reasons.
Yeah.
For him, he wishes he could go back to that first Twice concert and relive that moment again. And especially, like, the note here was, it was Dahyun, Dubu became his bias for that concert because it was her birthday. Everyone sang happy birthday for her, and she did a lot of interactions all throughout the concert. She did cry.
How does Haley know this? We were there.
We were there. We were so close. We could taste them. They were right there.
Yeah.
We actually tasted Nayeon's water. She threw the water at us.
She baptized us.
That was the concert where we sat in the armpit, and that was like the best Twice concert interaction mm-hmm. I did have as well. Mm-hmm. So it's cool that we share this. It's like a lot of, many of us have like had these shared experiences, but we just didn't know each other or like,
right.
you know, like we just didn't know each other were there maybe even.
We
like,
didn't know each other existed.
All the different aspects that could have, like coming back and seeing it, it's crazy because even like this is the first concert where we met like one of our really, really mm-hmm. close friends. Just in general, that like we hang out with him, we go, we play Beyblades. Mm-hmm. We obviously
they went
go
Anime Expo.
We
together.
Went Anime Expo. We obviously go concerts together. He's like mm-hmm. our fellow once because we literally sat next to
him. He was our seatmate
for this concert.
Yeah.
It was me, Haley, and our friend James, and then Han, our friend Han that we're really close with. He was the one sitting next to us where we experienced all this craziness
yeah.
from this concert. We had so many interactions. The energy and the vibes were fantastic. Just as like the person that sent this question in for us,
right?
This is Alfredo, mm-hmm. our, one of our listeners and our friends. Now he sent this to us, and honestly, yeah, like it's crazy to think that he came in blind to
yeah.
see this,
yeah.
and for us, it's on the flip side. We're literally sitting
prepared.
Armpit barricade. We had signs. Yeah. We know. All of Twice's discography.
Right.
Definitely our seatmate at that time, Han, definitely knew all of Twice's discography.
Right. He's been a huge one.
He's like, he is one of those fans
OG.
Or like super OG and also is a non-toxic solo
right.
like bias.
Yeah.
Like he still enjoys, you know, like Eyes One and, you know, so that means he loves Ive, enjoys the Seraphim. And he goes to those, too. He goes to XG.
Mm-hmm.
But his main focus is alt group and nothing stands above the rest. And he'll do anything, including travel to Korea.
Right.
Which he has on multiple occasions gone and has attended the fan meets. Like mm-hmm. the crazy ones that we see and wish to join and partake in ourselves one day. Mm-hmm. Like where they're just, you know, having a good time with fans. And it's very, especially for a scale of Twice's like level
mm-hmm.
of popularity, global popularity, like having a more intimate space where you could see them up close and there's only like less than 1,000 or if not like 1,000 or ish, maybe
right.
a couple thousand,
mm.
like being there. That's what like I wanted to experience. And hopefully we get to experience that when we maybe go, because by the time this episode comes out, who
hopefully
knows?
The tickets
would have maybe dropped. Not just the tickets, but the information regarding the fan meet for the Twice 10th anniversary will be dropping. And a week after is usually when all that drops. And you have to have the membership already. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of, you know, a lot of work had to go in between that. But it might have dropped. And hopefully we'll be able to attend the fan meet
mm-hmm.
for Twice's 10th anniversary. And with that said, I mean, it's just kind of wild and to think that, you know, like someone like that, like is able to like see and experience like all these different Twice events because he's a huge Tsui stan.
Right.
Like if not the biggest one that we 100% know.
Mm-hmm.
I know no one else
yeah.
that like knows anyone like for reals. He has amazing K-pop collection. I won't even go into detail about it because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
But he has a crazy ass collection with, you know, like the pinnacle, like the grail of collectibles when it comes to K-pop memorabilia.
Yeah.
And he has so many of them. It's freaking wild. I remember seeing it for the first time. I was just like, my mouth was like open, like my jaw dropped. But going back to like what he's experienced, it's crazy because he's gone to Korea even for Tsui solo when
mm-hmm.
she did her solo in general. It was kind of wild to see because like, he was like one of the few 150 people, I think it was, that like got the t-shirts. You know, he was there for like when she performed for the first time her solo at the music show that he went to. And it was just like the whole experience. Like he kind of showed us all these pictures and talked us through it. It's so like crazy to hear. And it makes sense why he's able to do all this. Because if you're like really a solo stan, you can afford to do this compared to like multi-stans like us. It's harder.
Yeah.
Because like, especially me, it's like I want to see so many different groups. I want to see them like up close. So it's like all his money is like more focused towards like one, not even one member, what one group.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's like we flew to Atlanta to see Baby Monster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Vegas
mm-hmm.
to see Le Sserafim. And, you know, all the other concerts between. Like I still went to Aespa here, even though it was like not super close, I still like paid decent money to be like in a good spot to watch them. And it's just like such a cool experience. I think, you know, being at a concert with someone that just, you know, we just recently met, and also someone now that we call like a really, really good close friend. Mm-hmm. And it's like sometimes that's the cool part about like K-pop in general. You meet so many different people, mm-hmm. and you all come together for one reason, you know, like
K-pop.
And it's like this one artist, and it's like just from there, it's like you could, it's a gateway to like a lot of new friendships and a lot of fun in terms of that. And it's, I think, you know, we met so many good friends that we have now,
mm-hmm.
through K-pop, mm-hmm. through the different concerts we've been to, BlizzCon, La Seraphim, you know,
right.
we met Sam and Noah, and just like, it's interesting. And Ange also, mm-hmm. you know, technically, like she sat next to us. And it's just such an interesting and wild concept to think that a bunch of guys or a bunch of girls mm-hmm. would come together because of their music or just because of what they do to bring people together. And we were there at the same time for the Twice one.
Right. We were there.
Are you, I mean, do you have anything to say? I feel like I'm just talking.
I mean, you're just telling the story. I mean, ranting. Yeah, you're like. Just ranting. I mean, getting back to the question, right?
What was the question?
I don't know. You tell me. You went on a tangent.
Well, because I mean, we're not just a tangent. This is like a discussion.
I
too,
know.
Like,
okay. Well, so, I don't have anything to say to that.
Oh, you don't have any friends? You don't have any like thing? You don't like? Did you enjoy that concert?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God, Haley, you're giving me nothing. You're giving me nothing.
You're giving me
with.
Nothing. I mean, obviously, I've met friends also, and I still talk to them to this day. And one of them was from the Stray Kids Maniac tour. Two of my seatmates, Anna and Rachel, they were like, actually, because we went with James, our friend James is really, really tall. So I actually switched seats with him. And they were very thankful that I switched seats because he was blocking them. He's 6'2". And he went behind and sat with Joko instead.
Woohoo!
And so I was with the two tiny girls sitting next to me. And they were like super thankful because they're like, oh my God. Like we were so worried that this guy would be standing there. And we're so glad you know him that you switched so we could see. Because he's 6'2". And they're like 5 foot something.
And then he has to sit next to me because we're Chani and Changbin.
Right, from Stray Kids family. So yeah, like I still keep in contact with both of them till this day. And that was like back in 2022.
Man, Maniac Tour was something special, to be honest, too.
Yeah, and then like, honestly, like I have a lot of K-pop friends who,
I mean,
they're not here, but then like we always meet up when there's like K-Con or like a K-pop concert that we're both into that
group.
You run
into them,
yeah.
For reals.
Ever wondered if that UFO sighting was a secret government project?
Not because they didn't go to the moon, but because they seen something on the moon they weren't supposed to.
Or if ancient civilizations really had alien architects.
Like, so Roswell, obviously they think they recovered crafts and beings.
On Theorist Theorizing, wild speculation meets seasoned storytelling.
How they dug 2 kilometers below these pyramids and created all the structures that we're now finding.
Join the theorists as they dive into UFOs, cryptids, government cover-ups, true crime, and the weirdest theories the internet and humanity has to offer.
Giza and the pyramids itself being an energy source, you know?
It's not a lecture. It's a round table of curiosity, comedy, and what if.
Maybe they got tipped off by these U-boats that fled to Argentina, that there was something there.
Theorist Theorizing. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
But I'll get into the actual question, because I mean it kind of stems back to like what the question was, but I'm just still kind of like thinking of how like crazy and how like fun that experience was, because that Twice concert, I think that was the first concert, I don't know for you, but for me it was like my first real taste of like Barricade. And once I got that taste for it of like the forbidden fruit, like mm-hmm. the, you know, like Eve or Adam's apple, whatever you want to call it. It's like, shit, I want Barricade all the time.
You got spoiled.
I want all these interactions, because the interactions are a different level, because we never sat like, actually, did we already have Stray Kids by then too or no?
I don't remember.
I can't remember, but I just remember this was like one of those really like crazy experiences. I'm not even sure. Was that the same year? But either way, like, it's just. once you have that one really big barricade experience, and you have to kind of work for it too. You can't, like, it's fun to just be there, but if you bring signs or like show like you want to interact, you know, like Han had something, James had something, we made something for Haley and for me. Like I had that Sana sign where she was like, I had it dressed as Mario and she did like, we couldn't come, I don't know why JYP like at that time can't wouldn't film. Let us film
sound check.
It's so stupid.
But, well, I mean, still don't.
Yeah, I know. It's so stupid. And then, like...
Well, I didn't even actually really have a sign either, but then
We made you the Nyan thing.
We did, but the thing is, like, I didn't use that half the time, and I just used the Gyaru piece. You did a Gyaru piece sign. Like, and I got, like...
Knowing how to interact is the important part.
Five of the nine members, I think, they did that back to me, and I didn't even have a sign, but it was, like... Because I was barricade, like, they could see me.
And then if you're doing something, instead of just, like, waving, if you're doing something unique or different, just like what Haley was doing, the Gyaru peace sign, it's like, if they see it, it's like, oh, they'll probably do it back. It's, you know, like
and
the upside down
like
peace
sign.
And I feel
like back then, that was very in. Like, everyone was doing that peace sign, like the upside down peace sign, which is called the Gyaru peace sign. And they knew what it was because it was, like, a meme that was going around, or, like, a trend, I guess. So, yeah, that was cool. But, like, I didn't have to have a sign.
And it's true, though. Like, it's just, like... how you like present yourself and like the energy you give off, like, because the other thing was, you know, when they were leaving as well, like Sana, I was bowing like crazy to her, and then she bowed back.
Yeah,
like, so that was like iconic for me, especially. That's why I mean, that I have so many good Sana interaction moments, like I can think of, like throughout my, like, I guess twice concert history for myself. I had like Sana give me, like, straight up, like, when I was dressed up as JYP, like, finger hearts in Oakland, like, straight up. It was, like, at me. It was only at me.
Right.
Like, there's no other person. And then I was doing it to her. And, you know, like, even at the airport, the first time when they first traveled here for one of their concerts after the pandemic. And then, like, Sana was not my bias then.
Not at all. Not even on his radar.
And then she, like, was waving and saying hi and bowing. I was like, oh, she's so nice. Then, you know, like, also this experience kind of opened me up more to, like, Momo, like, the concert.
How not nice she is.
Or, like, you know, she's more sensitive, I guess you could say.
Too sensitive.
And instead of, like, you know, Sana just has fun, is more playful. And these concert experiences, you really get to, like, I don't know, it could mess up your, like, whole...
bias line. And I feel like this has happened so many times for Joko. Like, he picks the wrong person to begin with. Like, I mean, obviously for not every group, but it's been a track record.
Okay, what else? Like, what else? I for sure is another one. Woo!
Yujin. Yeah.
Nope. Even worse than Momo, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Jennie was good for Blackpink. That's been solid.
Jennie was solid.
I'm glad Sana came to save me. Sana saved me. And then for IVE, Wonyoung saved me. So
right.
It's really interesting, though. You know, those are the two main ones I think I could think of.
Yeah, I mean, there was Meow. But no one was mean, but your bias changed.
My bias changed, yeah. Just because, like, and I really kind of, you know, was already a little infatuated too with, like, Suin, and I thought she would be interesting because of her personality, but man, she destroyed me. I'm sorry, Ella.
Yeah.
Suin just swept me away and, like, took me home, basically.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, that whole concert for Twice, like, was the beginning. I felt like that really, like, made me, and I don't know, maybe you too, right? Like, you wanted to sit closer for, like, the groups you wanted to see.
Well, because I can't remember when this was. Like, was this before Stray Kids? It might have been.
It's possible. It could have been the same
2020,
year.
Was it 2022?
I think it's the same year, but it might have been a little bit before.
Because then I was like, I want Barricade for Stray Kids.
I think.
And I got it.
And then, of course, you got it multiple times.
Yeah.
Very spoiled. Very financially irresponsible.
Very bad year for me. Very bad year.
Very irresponsible.
People are like, oh my god, you must be rich. No, bitch. I'm actually, like, very, very irresponsible with my money that year. I learned from
credit
that mistake.
Card.
Not doing that again.
Are you sure? For Boy Next Door?
Well, I'm not going to be irresponsible about it. If I have Boy Next Door...
You'll go to maybe just two.
Barricade...
Two of them?
If I get a really good Barricade, one is enough.
Oh.
Me too.
There it is. And then anyways.
But I went to Stray Kids like 8 times. Like,
yeah,
that was very irresponsible,
that
guys.
Was,
don't do that.
You're, that
unless
was,
you're
that
a
was
millionaire.
The obsession.
I was fucking obsessed with them.
Obviously. Seattle.
Multiple times in LA.
Yeah.
And then their encore.
That's true. Two times in L.A.
It was
multiple,
three times in L.A.
Well, one was the Honda Center in Anaheim.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I saw them obviously at KCON twice, but at least that was KCON.
Yeah, that's like an included. That's the like, ultimate Costco sampler package.
But
going
yeah,
to KCON.
It was just like a lot. And then obviously Dominate, we went twice because Joko was like, "Oh my god, we should see them again." Like, wasn't even planning to see them again. But
hey, those were good.
It was
prices,
fucking amazing.
And that was
that Sweet Life was so good.
Once you taste that Sweet Life, you're like, if I can't get Barricade.
It
I
was
want,
fucking
I want
amazing.
This. That one was different.
I would do it all the time for a second date.
And it's not for... It wasn't like the big suites where it's like upstairs. This is like kind of more like above the second level, not near like the third, fourth
level. Yeah, it was
level,
close,
SoFi.
Closer.
But man, it was crazy because like all you can eat, like there's steak. There's like all this food. There's literally gelato.
It was
and
an amazing experience. I was like, I love this. This is so good. And then we just drinking with strangers.
I will go to more concerts just for that suite, like at SoFi, like for K-pop. Honestly.
Well,
honestly.
Who's next going to SoFi?
I don't. Probably twice. Let's go there.
Okay,
let's
yeah.
watch them.
You have to, like, watch for those seats, though.
And honestly, for twice, like, I don't even want to say this out loud, but, you know, at the same time, like, when they do tour again, they're going to definitely be, I mean, they are touring right now. They haven't announced the North America leg, like, where they're going.
Right.
But, man, they're going to be at, like, these big stadiums again.
It's going to be SoFi. Of course. So they can't digress.
And then me and Haley will be at those crazy suites.
Hell yes. But obviously you don't get interactions.
Oh, no. My interaction is with the buffet.
And the toilet. The private toilet. And all those drinks. Oh, my God.
All those drinks. I couldn't believe how much drinks were, like, it's all paid for. It's wild.
It was all inclusive.
It still blows my mind because, like, I mean, we were eating, like it was, like, ribeye or, like, almost
yeah,
like filet mignon
while we
or
were
some
watching
shit.
Stray Kids.
And there's, like, it's, like, bottomless, like, all these cold cuts.
Yeah.
Like I said, there was gelatos. All these chips and gelato. Yeah, there's, like, a gelato truck station or whatever.
Yeah, it was really good. I was, like, my eyes were, like, oh, my God, this exists. You even have, like, your private entrance.
And there's, like, all this candy and chips, like, you could just grab as much and whatever you want. Like, I'm talking about, like, you know those boxes that you see at movie theaters? Like,
right.
Boxes of Sour Patch
yeah.
Kids.
It's, like, full-on, like,
Raisinets.
Full
like,
boxes.
Oh, my God. Like, and you could just take size. As many and whatever you want. You know, we're not trying to, like, be too, like, crazy, but, you know, I did.
I took some cookies.
Yeah, oh,
that
my
That was
God.
It, though.
No, but we took more. I got gelato for sure. Haley and I got
oh,
the
no,
steak.
But I mean, like, in my bag.
Oh, to take with you. I'm sure a lot of people.
That I took home. I took, because I couldn't finish the cookies that I grabbed.
We weren't packing, like, a lot of, like, shit to take home.
So I just
But
took
I know
the
some
cookies.
100% people probably did.
Of course.
I probably, looking back, maybe I would just grab another, maybe, like, box of Sour Patch Kids or Raisinets
yeah,
to take back.
I didn't take anything.
But, I mean, we were busy, too, like, actually watching the concert. But it was cool, because, like, we were sitting with strangers, but it was fun, because, like, you know, they were really cool, too. Like, some of them were, like, you know, some Chinese fans that
yeah,
were really nice,
China.
Too. But, like, they all one of them was, like, a huge once. And
yeah.
I know we're watching Stray Kids concert, but we're taking shots with them. I was talking about twice with them, intermissions and in between breaks. It was really cool. So, that's another, like, amazing concert experience. That's kind of different, right?
Because
we're not – this is far away, but it was crazy on its own because of, like, what it came with.
Right. And even, like, the sweet experience that we had with your sister and her friends at SoFi, it was
for
twice
true.
As well. But we were further away, but then, because it was, like, a room full of people we all knew. Even your cousins were there as well. So, like, that was a fun experience as well. And it had food, had a toilet as well. I always bring up a toilet because my bladder is really small and it's very important to me that I need to use the restroom.
I mean, yeah, but like you said, it was a whole group of us, maybe like 20, over 20
yeah.
of us, all knew each other.
Yeah.
They're like, for some reason, like some of the other suites next to us didn't have food, but the package we had food. So it was kind of cool. Like, obviously having all this
right.
food to snack on
and
we're watching twice.
Mm-hmm.
This is twice's first SoFi concert.
Yeah.
And I mean, technically this kind of goes into the question that he was asking, right? Initially, what concerts would you wish you could go back to and experience again? These are two that I feel like I would want to experience again. Even though, like, I love Twice and we love Stray Kids,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I know I want to sit close, but if we're not able to sit close and we're, like, with good company, doing these ones with the all-you-can-eat food, maybe
it
we just want the food.
It was a good time.
Maybe, I guess that's it, but it was a fantastic
and the seats
time.
Are really comfortable. They're, like, padded.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, the seats are, like, I mean, for what it is, too. And if you have a good camera, you could zoom in-ish.
Yeah.
Haley's S25 Ultra. And if you have a 24 or 25 Ultra, like, you're set.
I don't think I even filmed for as twice. Much.
Oh, for twice.
Because we were further away, but I just was able to enjoy the concert as it is.
Yeah, just this is actually the times we're not focused on, like, trying to get good fan cams and interactions.
Yeah.
It's like
so
a different
like
kind of stress
well.
Fee. It's not stress, but, like, another different type of, like, experience.
For me.
Because you want to get, you want to record and have good film, like when you're up close. Yeah. I get it.
I'm like, I have to catch this moment. Oh my God.
And when we're recording it, it's not just like, it's like, yeah, we post it for the podcast, but honestly, it's just for us because we like rewatching it and we're like, oh man, like these moments, like, we could rewatch it again.
Right.
Because sometimes, like, we miss so much that we didn't realize
like,
in that
oh,
moment.
Oh shit, this happened.
Like, oh shit. Like, she did this, he did that also. Like, it was, so.
And you see, you notice stuff in, like, the background. Like, the members are doing something in the background that you probably didn't see the first time because you were focused on, like, a certain member.
I think, like, so I guess that kind of answers that. And kind of talking more about that, other times in terms of, like, concerts that we wish we could go back to, I wish we could go back to everything's. You know, actually, from that concert, from that Twice concert that Alfredo brought up for the question, from that point and, like, before or, like, I don't know, any of the other times where my camera and Haley's camera settings, we didn't know about the exposure.
We're janked.
Like,
it was so bad.
It's so, like, so when you're, like, filming up close and it's, like, you see, like, you might have seen these fan cams where it's, like, it's super bright. Like,
every,
it's, like
the members glowing.
They're, like, it's not even aura. It's just bad because it's just, they're just, like, literally glowing. They look
like
they're radioactive.
Out. Yeah.
And, like, it's so bright. It's because your exposure setting on your phone is like, it's set to, like,
standard.
It's standard, but it's not meant for, like, dark lighting and, like, the type of focused lighting it is.
Right.
So you have, if you have an iPhone, literally you have to film at -1.7 or -2.
Yeah.
Like, the exposure has to be that low. If you're on your Android or...
You have to bring down the
you
exposure
have to,
manually.
And when you do it manually, you have to, like, hold down, like, the screen and then you'll see this little, like,
lock.
Icon lock, right?
Like
and you drag it down.
Bulb, yeah. So we didn't know that.
Oh, fuck.
And
I wish
when we went to Stray Kids and we were a Barricade, like, okay, for the Android, it kind of adjusts automatically. Thankfully, it wasn't as bad as Joko's one. Sorry, iPhone, but yeah. But
was,
mine was still bad. Mine was still bad, like, compared to the ones that I'm able to get now because I know how to fix my phone settings. But Joko's was so bad. When we were rewatching
so
them, I was like,
bad.
This makes me want to gag because it's such a waste.
It's so sad. I'm like, shit.
Oh,
it's
they were right there in front of us. And
great.
It was like.
There was some times where it was like, I kind of got away with it.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of times where it's like, fuck.
And
like,
I'm sure you can edit these and like bring
still,
down the exposure,
but
it's just
it's
annoying.
Not the same when you're, but it's still like you can do that, but it still doesn't bring, it's not like
perfect
crisp. As when you were you're actually filming it.
Right. So yeah, we want to go back to all of those. I think that was in 2022.
And
all of that year, 2022.
Okay, you know what's crazy? The one time where like when we finally figured it out and we saw how to like adjust it.
Yeah.
The first time I ever filmed with the exposure fix was when I went to watch Twice, like, on their Oakland return.
Yeah.
This is when I got all those amazing fan cams and the interactions. Like, when I had Jihyo's poster as a meme face.
Yeah.
When Sana, like, came up to me, gave me those finger hearts. And when we got, like, our my
that
random
viral
ass,
Mina.
That Mina dance.
5 million.
With a viral audio that hit, like, over 5 million, like, crazy quick. It's just, that was when I fixed, like, it was the first time I finally fixed it. And
right.
I was like, oh my God. Some of you may have seen it. That's the difference.
Yeah.
That
because,
is
like,
the
looking back
difference.
On our other videos, I'm like, I don't even want to post this fucking shit because it makes me so sad. But
I don't want to see it again.
I want to redo all of that with the knowledge of knowing how to use my fucking phone.
Just adjust. It's crazy.
It's so easy.
It's that small
it's so
adjustment.
Simple. Yeah.
To just make that. Oh, man. I fucking wish. Haley and I, like, whenever we talk about it.
I
want
to punch myself.
I don't want to punch. Well, I want to grab myself's phone and fix it right there on the spot. But it's like, I wish that's the one thing I wish I could go back to and fix and adjust. Like, oh, man, that Twice concert would have been way different.
Right.
The Blackpink concert when we even met them, like, behind the scenes. And, like, at least the lighting was, like, whatever,
okay.
It's okay there. But during the actual concert
right.
in Dallas, for the Born Pink tour. I wish I knew to adjust it for
right,
the concert.
Yours is kind of like...
Mine was fucking horrible still.
At least Android, honestly, it kind of self-adjusts, but it's still kind of bright, but it's better than iPhone.
It's so depressing and so sad to see. I need to see the recordings from your end, because I don't think I watched it yours from that concert.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen, obviously, mine.
Well, I can upload them
to our Google Drive thing, in the cloud kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that's honestly it. And then just like, you know, like all the different small interactions from each concert. Each concert, I feel like every time we're barricaded, we do a really good job. Like, of like, in terms of like doing whatever we can to like get attention. Honestly, like, look at like when we did Kai Bai Bo.
Mm-hmm.
Like with not just, I know more recently it was
Baemon.
four or five members with Baemon. But like, you know, back to the classic Lisa one where I did it twice.
Yeah.
That time too, we still didn't fucking fix our like.
I mean, yeah. At least I was the one that was.
It was a little bit better. Like it wasn't fixed too as well enough. But man, it's just.
Yeah, we learned a lot in that year. I was like, man.
It's tough because those are the crazy. It's like
right. We spent so much money.
Not just that. Like, it's not even the money, Haley.
It's money for me.
Well, for me, it's because of the groups we saw. It was Blackpink. It was Twice. It was Stray Kids.
It's like our.
You
olds.
Cannot see this shit. You cannot relive do any of these moments anymore. It's impossible because of how big they are.
These
are all smaller venues too where
That's
we saw
true.
Them. These are all the size like they're all smaller than they're smaller than Kia Forum. They're like the size of Crypto because it was like Honda Center like stage sizes.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh man, like I
they were like
I'm touching my ears like giving myself like woosah just calm down.
But it's okay. Like, I mean, it is what it is. And then moving forward, we taught ourselves how to fix those settings. And, like, we never made that mistake again.
To all of you, please, if you do that, just in concerts in general, those are the settings. Honestly, just fix your exposure.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to lower it.
Yeah.
And you might think it's crazy how low it goes. Like, you have to lower it. But it's not. Because obviously when you do it and you're just, like, in a normal room, like, okay, yeah, it's going to be super dark AF.
Yeah.
But when you're in those concerts and the whole room is dark and then the lights are super blinding on the stage, you'll see the difference. Like, honestly, just if we knew that beforehand. But in terms of after that superficial face value of wishing to change that, just the experiences we said in general, I mean, is there a concert specifically for you that you could relive?
Yeah, for me, honestly, okay, so I guess some of you guys know that Big Bang was the first group that I got into when I started liking K-pop. This was back in like 2008.
See, she's an OG. I'm not a pandemic K-popper. I'm like pre.
Because
like,
when he met
a couple
me,
of years, yeah.
2016.
So that's when I got like because I the only K-pop I knew was like Girls Generation and
right.
GG Baby.
Yeah.
And then 2016,
Psy.
2017,
probably
and Psy. You're in Psy, you're right. And then after that,
when he met me in 2016,
I was exposed to a lot more, and I was like, hey, my mind was opened.
I was like, hey, this is my life. Join me. But yeah, I would like to go back to the first Big Bang tour that I went to in 2012 when they toured here for their Big Bang Alive tour. And honestly, like, with the knowledge and if I was able to have the technology off the phone that I have now, it would have been a way better experience because, like, back then the phones were fucking shit. I don't even know what I had
like, back pixelated probably.
No, actually, what did I have back then? I don't think it was even... So this was... Because it was called the Galaxy Alive
Tour.
This
was a Galaxy S1.
No, they were promoting... It was the Note or something. Like when the Galaxy Series 4 Samsung came out. So I didn't have one at that time. I don't even know what I had, to be honest. Was it an iPhone? I think I had like the... I don't even know what I had, to be honest. But I was like, oh shit. After that tour, I was like, I'm getting this phone. So after that tour, I got the Note 2, the Samsung Note 2. And that's how I started on my Android journey. And I was like, this is the best freaking phone for concerts because like the iPhone was not there at all, like video-wise for concerts.
So that's your origin story for Android.
Yeah,
interesting.
For that Big Bang tour because like they were sponsoring it. Like they had trucks outside that you could even test the phones and then you could get like a Big Bang, like I think it was like a pop socket or like a keychain or something like that. Isn't that interesting that it was like sponsored by Galaxy and it was
Kirby
Bay? That
is kind of crazy, to be honest.
Yeah, so like, I wish I could go back to that concert with the phone that I have now and the knowledge and be able to film on that, because like that, like honestly, going to that concert, it was like a dream come true, because I always wanted to be part of that Yellow Ocean, as they call it, for VIPs.
That sounds racist. Like, is it a bunch of Asians?
I mean, is that why it's a yellow ocean? Because their light stick is yellow, like, because of the Big Bang crown.
I know, the crown.
And because, like, I would always see videos and stuff for, like, that in Korea, and I was like, man, I want to be part of that Yellow Ocean. And they came to LA, and I was so excited, and yeah, I wish I could relive that experience, because I was still very, well, maybe not so new, because it had been like 4 years since I had been into K-pop, but like that was my first
experience,
actual K-pop concert. Like I had been to what was it, SM Town in 2010, so that was my first exposure to.
Tell us who was at that SM Town. I'm so curious.
SHINee.
When
it was OT5, when Jonghyun was still alive.
Shit.
Super Junior was there, FX was there, who else, I can't even remember.
It has to be SNSD, right?
Were they there? Maybe they were there. I don't know if they showed up for that concert. At some town.
You remember any girl groups? These are all guys. Wait, did any girl groups show up?
Yeah, I said Red Velvet. Not Red Velvet. FX.
Oh, FX. Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry.
So, yeah, like, that was my first actual, like, K-pop experience. And then, but an actual concert was Big Bang's. So, I wish I could relive that moment.
Oh, man. I mean, unfortunately, that's OT5, right?
Yeah, fuck you, Seungri. Just take him out and then just, like, take him out. Like, he should just
delete
be kicked out already. Or if they could freaking change him, you know, like, and control him
back then.
To prevent what happened. Yeah, fucking Seungri.
I mean, yeah, I think that's a good one, too. I mean, that's pretty far back, too, think how far back that was. My gosh.
2012, guys. That
Holy
was my first
crap.
Concert. Like, my first actual
That's
K-pop concert.
That was college. Well, mm-hmm. I was, like, graduating college. Insane.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Insane. And then for me, I guess, honestly, the one that I can think of, my K-pop concert, like, actual one that, if I could relive it, is that Blackpink one. The
in
one
Texas?
In Dallas. Mm. Because of the whole thing. The whole thing was just crazy, because the whole experience,
It was a really good experience, yeah.
Like, you know, we started out with, you know, we had that whole VIP section, only like, I think 150 of us downstairs. We had our own like table. There's like that buffet. And then the whole concert itself was like crazy, because like we were so close. And the only thing I obviously hate about it is my freaking phone settings. But
right,
like,
but if you could go back.
If I could go back. But the whole like concert, because I'm like, shit. Blackpink's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, finally getting to see them. And it's like, they're so up close.
Right.
You know, it was, there was no one in front of us. It was the barricade.
Yeah.
A little bit of like, what, a yard of space, then the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure, like, I have good moments where, like, Jennie was, like, looking at us and, you know, like, all the members. And it was just, you know, it was genuinely also their first time touring again.
Right.
After the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And they're here in the U.S. So it was like the real first stop. Yeah. And we fucking finally got our first full album.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And also at the end of it, because we had soundcheck, we had the whole concert, and we had arguably one of the best send-offs until Baby Monster happened for specifically L.A. and Newark. But yeah, that send-off for Dallas, like, I don't think I'll ever get another experience where you and I will be like face to face with Rosé, with Jenny, and we're just talking to them as they both scuttled by like little crabs, right? They're just like crab walking, and then you and I were talking. You were talking to Rosé, I was talking to Jenny. Like, you know, Jenny, Rosé was looking at you and was like, "Oh, it's so cute," and you guys were really talking. And
yeah, because she was saying my hair.
And then like Jenny, I made her laugh. I'm never gonna stop talking about it, because I literally made her laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention, I told her we had like matching like mirror like.
Moles
on our eyes, underneath like our eyebrows, and above like our eyelids. So it's like crazy. And then Lisa was so quick. Like, that's the only sad part. Like, because she was busy with like other people, and then walked by, and we just said hi. And then the last thing to finish that amazing moment was little Jisoo, which I never realized how tiny she was until she walked by us. And then, you know, she was saying bye and saying, see you tomorrow. And then I was like, no, I wish kind of thing. And it's really cool because, like, you really get to see them up close. And it's like, you can, even if there's no experiences where you can even pay for that anymore.
No. Not here in the U.S.
I mean, like, it's really, really tough. Like, I don't even, especially like that, like, because I mean, maybe you can pay for, like, to see them or, like, you know, when you, if they're walking through and then it's like, you know, like a gala or something. But still, we had a concert before that.
Right.
Then you talk to them right after the concert. I really don't think you'll be able to get that type of interaction again. So I wish I could relive that with a better phone and my better phone settings. But in general, that was, man, that was just, that was the time when I was like, damn, I'm a Blink.
Right.
And like, I love Sana, but man, that whole time, like, it's like, I did forget about like twice that whole weekend, right? Because
well,
I mean,
that's how it is.
It's how it is. And like, honestly, like, I, that interaction and that type of like moment was so much fun. And just because of the global scale they are at, which is Blackpink on their own, it's like, yeah.
I have another
moment.
I don't
think you can do that.
What
is your
other
moment?
I want to go back. Stray Kids.
Uh oh.
2022.
Uh oh.
Seattle.
Oh.
Barricade.
Yes.
Because I wasn't a fucking Changbin bias and
you
I
fool.
Fucking ignored him.
It was funny because I was getting the attention from him because I liked Changbin already back then. So I was like doing Yaro P signs to him and he's like laughing because he's like this fucking giant dude in the front dressed up as Chani is doing Yaro P signs.
So like, yeah, I want to go back to that as the person I am right now because, like, obviously, Changbin is my bias from Stray Kids now, but he wasn't during that concert. I was, like, totally in love with Hyunjin and Hyunjin alone. Like, I only had eyes for him and, like, sometimes Bang Chan when he was flashing his abs. But
yes, Changbin, all our eyes get, you know, drawn
into
that.
And then, obviously, like, Felix because he's so beautiful. Like, you can't take your eyes
off
him.
You get mesmerized. That was, I mean, that Seattle experience being that close, I was, like, what in the world?
Felix is just so beautiful.
It's like very ethereal kind
of
thing. It's
he's like
insane,
magical.
It's like I was like, he's not
draws
even real.
You in like with some kind of witchcraft. I don't even
it's
know
wild.
What it is.
If you've sat or been Barricade or been close enough for any Stray Kids, you if you're a fellow stay, tell us because you had to have had the same experience as us.
So you can't take your eyes off Felix.
It just gets drawn to him for some reason, like, for little moments.
I'm not even attracted to Felix like that at all, but it's just like, damn, he's freaking
like stunning.
Gorgeous.
Like, yeah, there's something about it. It's wild.
But yeah, I want to go back to that as a Changbin bias so I could freaking film him and interact with him and tell him I
love
him. Oh, I missed that opportunity, and I don't think that's ever going to happen again.
I don't think so either. We could get very lucky, and maybe. You never
it's
know.
It's just crazy.
But
like, that was such a missed opportunity, because, like, can you imagine if I had, like, a Dweki sign or a sign for him? He would have 100% fucking interacted
with
me.
Go to you a lot, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, 100%.
That would have been the time where you should have dressed up as Changbin, like, from Stray Kids
that's
family.
Why. Or even, like, having, like, Changbin choke me out or something like that sign put me in a choke hold. Like, he would have 100% done that for me,
and
like
I would have grabbed the sign from you and asked him to put me a choke hold after you.
I wasted that opportunity, and but I mean, like, it wasn't my fault at that time. Like, he wasn't my bias, and like I got the interactions I wanted from Hyunjin, and like, but yeah, I want to go back.
It
I'm
happens.
Like, choking myself.
Oh my gosh.
That's another one for me, honestly. When I think about it, I'm like, fuck. Because, like, literally, maybe, like, when was that? July, August, September, October. Like, 3 months later, I became a Changbin bias. And I was like, fuck.
What a waste.
Yeah.
You're lucky I have some moments with him already.
I know. I was like, I'm looking through Joko's phone. I was like, did you film Changbin? He looks so good.
Boy, did I. I filmed a lot of Felix, though.
Yeah, I was like, what
the
hell?
I was like, oh, shit. I was filming
so much
Felix a lot. But I got, like, a lot of good moments, too, like with Bang. You know, I need to post some of those. Some of those are really good.
Mm.
Like, because actually, during this Maniac tour, like Haley mentioned, we watched them a lot.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first time I was like, I knew what was coming up next.
Right, we knew what
I was like,
songs.
I knew it was going to be intermission. I knew what the next part of the set list is. I knew some of the jokes that they were going to say to transition.
muddy water.
And the water, water clears the rain. And I'm like, fucking Felix. And like, I remember all that shit because we watched it so much. But at the same time, it was really funny because like a lot of the time, this is one of the times I think, because compared to Dominate, they really were on the stage a lot talking and joking around.
Yeah.
It was really cool They're and dumb. Fun to watch. It was really different from like what we see, you know, these days.
Right.
So it was fun. I need to post some of it because like some of the ones we caught, even though we're like some of them, like the obviously the camera. It was just a screen or like whatever. It's so funny. And some of them are like really, really good moments. I will hopefully eventually post them again, though, because we have so much
really
amazing
funny.
Videos, Haley.
Like, honestly, them as a group, they're so good.
That's what made me like them even more. Like, seeing them live and then all the different jokes, especially because, like, three or four of the members, like, speaking in English.
Right.
It makes a big difference because, I mean, I've seen BTS before them.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know RM, like, he speaks English, but it's still not the same, like, when you get fluent speakers joking around like these literally like Bank Chan's literally talking about Dr. Dre and like doing all these other like, Han's doing stupid ass knock knock jokes and then it's just, you know, it's such a different experience. Even Seungmin, that's when I like
Seungmin
I was like
so,
Seungmin is
so
hilarious.
He's so funny.
He made so many jokes. It's so
actually,
it was great.
His fan service towards me too, like I was shocked. I was like, damn, okay, he's giving me a lot of attention, Seungmin. But show me your forehead, damn you.
Yeah, this is not Seungmin, this is Puppy Seungmin.
This
still
is Puppy Seungmin.
Yeah, so I honestly, for the guy groups, though, if I want to talk about it, that was definitely one of the moments, too. Like, Seattle, it was a good excuse for us to go Seattle. Haley's never been to the city.
I really like Seattle.
It's a really nice city. Like, and where we were staying with my Hilton Honors, we were staying, like, at a Hilton, like, owned, I think we were staying at, what was the one that give out the free chocolate chip cookies? The ones that's my favorite that we don't say.
Double Tree.
I think we were staying there. And we get chocolate chip cookies every time we go in or out.
And I was close to the venue, so we just
walked. It was such a nice walk. Actually, even recently, Atlanta Baby Monster, the venue was really close. So you just literally like walked two blocks away.
I felt like there's more to do in Seattle.
It did, it for reals. I agree. Mm-hmm. There's like way more.
It's like if I want to see like a K-pop concert, I would want to go back to Seattle.
Even though I know Atlanta has the Georgia Aquarium, but it's like, it's like after you've seen it once and you've been there to the city, like the Coke Museum.
Yeah.
It's like,
even though this was like 5 years later too for us, but then I was like, oh yeah, maybe it's because we didn't have a car. But then we didn't have a car in Seattle either.
Yeah, we didn't. We just on scooters and walking.
It was fun. Like I like Seattle a lot, and I like Texas also.
But you know what? You were about to say it.
What?
Like, are you not about to say it? You said it because I was planning to say after all your talking, I was gonna say, but Texas. But then you like, I didn't expect you to say
Texas.
Yeah,
because
but back to Texas. Yeah, that's definitely one of the cities I want to start seeing idols at, like K-pop groups at, if I'm able to get a second city for like, especially the groups I want to see. You know, of course, like Le Sserafim. Even though they're probably gonna be at a bigger venue this time with an extended stage, because they didn't have it for Texas because Hybe is dumb. And, but, you know, like Baby Monster, 100%. If I could see Twice in Texas, if they're at somehow a smaller venue, which is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even meow. Like we saw Blackpink. Meow. Thank you, Haley.
Meow.
Meow. If they ever do a world tour, 100% would love to see them there. And
you have to give Swim Kim a cowboy hat with lettuce on
Woo!
Top.
Oh my god.
With lettuce
it's game
on
over.
Top.
It's game over once that happens. And honestly, when I'm saying all this, Haley,
what?
The back of my head.
New jeans. What a waste.
New jeans still there in the back of my head because, man, it sucks. I mean, they were my alt group for a couple years and it's like, this happens.
And I can see why. Like, they were such a good group. Like, their music was amazing. The members were all amazing until we found out how they really were, especially Honey.
Honey, no. Freaking Min-hee-jin, how dare
you? Yeah.
Brainwashed. And then, like,
they're
like
so
all
good.
I mean, all those
court, so popular.
The sad part were, like, the court dates were, like, Honey wasn't taking seriously. That's, like, the one part. It's like, this is a serious situation. Why are you,
why are you laughing?
Why are you acting kind of, like, psychopathic? Like, but so.
Turn off.
Man. I mean, I'm happy Minji won me over and she was my bias, but all the things that still happen, you know, I feel bad for Hane's dad still thinking about it. And like,
all of them. It's
They were the ones. They were the chosen ones. They were supposed to be the next generation to take over everything after BTS and Blackpink, you know, has gone and, you know, finished their amazing career. New Jeans was supposed to kind of like take over a lot of it. Like, they were ready, like the ambassadors for traveling for like when you arrive in Korea, you see New Jeans.
Yeah.
After the
Blackpink, they were the new generation.
They were the chosen ones. It's like, you were the one. I'm like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
And they're Anakin. They become
they became evil.
They became Darth Vader.
It's so sad because they were so good. Like, honestly, when I think back on their music, I was like, there's not one song that I didn't like. Like, I liked all their songs.
It was also unique too, like, honestly, just like how, like, Cordis, honestly, Haley made a good point. Like, Cordis seems like they're kind of gonna be like the new generation as well.
They are,
for sure.
Sad to say, for me. Like, why do I always
from
get
a
into
gatekeeping standpoint?
Why do I always get into the groups that are just gonna make it big?
That are blowing up. They might even get bigger. We were talking about it earlier, like than Boy Next
they
Door.
Will. Definitely. Like, they're already like only they're less than a month debuted. They almost have like as much followers on Instagram as Boy Next Door.
And it's honestly the big hit, like, BTS effect.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Easily.
Because they're like, oh my god, they're BTS and TXT.
Like, they're actually,
like, they're the next line.
They're not just hype, they're big hit entertainment. Big hit. Like, it's
why I'm glad they're in Big Hit though, is because, like, obviously Big Hit looks after their idols.
They do very
they
fine
baby
job
them a lot. Like, baby them in a good
their
way.
I mean,
treat them well.
They for sure do, like, with the guy groups and just their idols in general, like Haley was saying.
So, because, like, Big Hit doesn't have a girl group.
No, surprisingly enough.
They're like, we're
they
good
were
with
supposed
guy
to be
groups
working on it too. So it's like interesting how, like, it never, like, I don't even know the update on that.
Right.
I feel like we've talked about it a couple years ago.
I don't know.
I don't really know either. But obviously they have Cordis now, and it's nice because it's like it's almost like how Cordis is like what Stray Kids is for JYP.
They are, yeah.
Because they're like a very self-independent, producing, self-sufficient group.
They are.
They produce their own music.
You just
they
let
do
them
their
go
own choreo.
They do their own
they're
thing.
They're just their own moneymaker printers, and you're just investing in them.
And it's like, oh, cool. Like, they make up their own music videos. We don't have to make anything up for them.
Oh, they're producing their own music. Oh, they're making their own choreography. It's it's wild.
They do everything.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obviously why Haley's a big fan. And
I'm
honestly a fan of it because of that, too.
It sucks. Like, how bad. Like, why did I get into a group that's going to blow up again? Like, I know it.
Well, you have to enjoy it like this. Like, you know, the little moments we did, even like Stray Kids and Blackpink were already very popular when we saw them. But the venue size that we saw them at were like really nice enough for us to still enjoy.
Yeah. So like when Cordis, whenever they, where the fuck is Boy Next Door? Like, where is their tour? I'm waiting for them.
You know what
too
it is? It's fucking hype. Look at Le Sserafim.
Hello?
This is their first world tour. We waited like 4 or 5 years.
Bitch, I better not be waiting 5 years for you to come here. Song Ho. What the hell?
And then
in 5 years, Cordis will be legal, so watch out.
Oh boy, that's something you should
keep
to yourself.
But I'm just saying, because like, damn, like if they're gonna make me wait 5 years, that sucks. I don't want to wait 5 years for Boy Next Door. I need to go to Korea and see them at this point.
Honestly, at this point, but yeah, I mean, Meow for sure is definitely one of them that I want to definitely check out when they finally tour. So I'm excited for that. I mean, there's other small groups that I kind of like. I like the music. So like even like Kiki, I don't think I want Barricade, but I want to go see them still
because of their music.
The music, like, I really enjoy like the music that they have. And that goes for like a lot of like these other groups as well. It's just interesting because like I'm going to be seeing it's, I know it's spelled Viviz, but it's like Vivici, like kind of thing or whatever. Mm. And also Stacey. Stacey, we like their music a lot, too.
That's true. They do have good music.
And then, you know, they're, like, from a very, like, a much smaller company. So, it's, like, you see the differences, like, compared to, like, if you're coming from the big four.
I feel like the smaller companies, though, well, actually, no, that's not true. There's some of them get mistreated.
Yeah, exactly.
Never mind.
You're going to say they treat them well?
No, I'm like, never mind. No, there's never so mind many different ones that have been mistreated.
You're like,
goodbye. That's not relevant.
Take that out. Rewind.
Rewind. Just cancel that out.
But at least Stacey's seem like they get treated well. And then I guess, like, I mean, we don't know because their contract is going to end soon. So I'm excited to see them up close and then having like a really good interaction in when they tour here in October. So looking forward to that. And I think, I mean, we
did
a good job.
Yeah, we answered the question.
Did we answer
the
question?
Yeah, we did.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
For sure.
Which one would you go back to? And I gave multiple examples.
You gave us more than plenty.
Yeah.
As well as I hope I did as well. So that's it for this week's episode. More so just chatting and talking and hope you enjoyed this.
Don't stand Cordis. Don't stand them.
Damn. Look at this. Becoming a toxic solo gatekeeping stan.
I'm not
here. You're not.
But, I love Boy Next Door. Don't stand them either.
Just a toxic
don't stand
stan.
Them either.
She's just toxic. Toxic till the
I'm
end.
I'm just kidding. Check them out. They have amazing music. Honestly, they deserve all the love, but I should have more of that love.
I want to see Meow again. Please come back. I want interactions like we did for Blackpink. And I mean, I'm still sad about the Seraphim scalpers.
Yeah.
Let me just say were the fucking worst. I can't believe how expensive. And the thing is, these Chaewon bros are fucking spending so much money. That's why the scalpers are able to sell Barricade tickets for like 3 G's.
That's crazy. Because they'll pay for it.
You scalpers are dumb. And also, you freaking fear not. Chaewon bros are dumb as fuck too for spending.
Like, I don't
for
care. I get
prices.
To see Chaewon.
My God.
No beans.
They just want to stare at her thigh.
I hate beans.
And that's also Haley's favorite quote from Chaewon.
I love it because I hate beans too.
So, yeah, on that note, Haley hates beans. Thank you everyone for tuning in to this week's episode. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We'll have our standard, usual, regular broadcasting schedule next week, and along with what usually entails, which is we talk some comebacks, music videos, some updates, talk about BTS, Stray Kids, and whatever else comes. Probably a Baby Monster House episode for me. And I still want to catch up on a lot of other, just so many other shows. I still haven't even really watched any of like Sana's Fridge stuff. I don't even know if I need to talk to it. It's just talk about it. I just need to watch it.
Yeah.
And whatever else comes
in. I mean, like, I watch a lot of shit that we don't even talk about because I'm like, whatever. Like, it's just for myself. Like, I just want to watch them.
Oh, yeah. 100%. So thank you, everyone, for tuning to this week's episode. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, do all that good stuff. You can also chat with us because Haley and I are normal people, normal K-pop fans and stans. And, you know, if anything was interesting to you this week's episode, don't forget, you can also ask us more Q&As and more questions. Just keep adding on to the list in the pile. So we have those random Q&A days on Sundays or Mondays whenever I'm able to put those in, like maybe once or twice a month. And Haley, where can they check us out? What can they do there? And what final words do you have for everybody?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stan Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, just DM us there. That's it. I love Cordis.
Oh.
I love Songho.
Oh, there it is. Sorry,
my
Changbin.
Man. I love Changbin. I love Changbin.
You were talking literally like 20 minutes ago, like, oh, I wish I could, you know, see
I
Changbin.
I know, but
and
Changbin
then, like,
is
his
too
attention.
Popular now. Damn.
You're right. I need Suin. I need my swim cam.
I mean, Meow's pretty popular too, though.
But it's still like,
I know,
you're not talking
to
about
Black
Stray
Pink.
Kids, Blackpink, and all that. And honestly,
I need Songho. Like, I need that man.
I'm still a huge fan of Ella, though. Like, I really like Ella a lot,
yeah,
too, though.
Yeah, she's cute.
And, yeah. I mean, we've been seeing, I mean, Baby Monster, they're like a little, just maybe twice as popular as Boy Next Door.
Yeah, they're more popular.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're babies for Blackpink.
Yeah.
Boy Next Door is just like literally their own company from Zico. And they're doing really well,
even though
they're under Hive, but
it's still
like,
right.
like not a known company.
Which
that's
is,
why like
that's
it's
why
wild because New Jeans adore.
Like, honestly, that's exactly the, you know, when you brought that up, I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, you're right. Like,
New Jeans fucking blue.
Like, it's just the music, the appeal, like, oh my God.
Right.
The international, like,
their marketing
the,
was really
the marketing was great, but also like the international appeal too, because, you know, got I know there was no like Japanese members, but we had having like English speaking members makes a big difference. I really feel like,
yeah,
honestly, like in terms of global popularity, because they could also speak.
Yeah, because look at Rosé and then Jenny and Lisa, like they can.
Well, now you got James and Martin.
Hey.
Uh oh.
I know, because Boy Next Door doesn't really have speaking English members. I know
we have Jaehyun.
Jaehyun is like, honestly, he's studying really, really hard, and he's doing really well. Like, I give him a huge props. He's so cute when he speaks English. But yeah, like they don't have an actual like,
yeah, looking back at Stray Kids
fluent speaker. Like,
honestly,
yeah, Ben Chan, Felix.
Man. But maybe there's even more to it than that. But thank you, everyone, for tuning into this week's episode. Please take care, stay safe, and as always, after that tangent, peace!